Tay Marker, the tragedy of Macbeth, guys. Let's get right to it. Let's go. Action. What's going on, guys? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
I'm Angela at that Kelly
and. And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys. With the movie world right into your ears, device. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Let's get right to it, Angela. The tragedy of Macbeth. Another adaptation since 2015, I believe, was the last one with Michael Fassbender. This movie is beginning a Oscar recognition already in here from Denzel Washington, and now we know why, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it, guys. I mean, I'm excited to talk about this movie. This is our review of The Tragedy of Macbeth. Tells the story of a Scottish lord becomes convinced by a trio of witches that he will become the next king of Scotland, and his ambitious wife supports him in his plans of seizing power. Man, what a good synopsis there, man. That's real simple. I love that. I'm happy that it wasn't like off the wall proper, like a little bit.
I mean, it kind of was, but it. I really like, first of all, the way it was shot. I know you mentioned while we were filming it, it's beautiful cinematography.
Yeah,
like just shots. It's all black and white, and it's actually really fitting for like the tone and the scenes.
Yeah,
it's really fitting, and a lot of the shots were done so beautifully. I agree with you, like the way it was made, the way it was filmed, it was breathtaking.
Yes.
And the scenes and everything, it was really stunning. So I really liked that part of it. And the cast going into Denzel. Yeah. I mean,
dude, so I mean, this is directed and written, and of course based on the play by William Shakespeare, of course, you know, this is written by Joel Colin, and it just, he comes in here, this is okay, let's be honest here, he's always doing stuff with him and with Joel and Ethan, which is the brothers, right? They always done movies together, so this one is actually very, I would say, very out of the boundaries of his realm, and I love it because he really comes in here and just shapes up this whole another adaptation, but upgrade. This is like an upgrade from the Michael Fassbender one. It's definitely an upgrade from the past ones, and I've heard a lot of people say like this is definitely a huge improvement from the last adaptations, including all the other adaptations of it, that this is the best one out of the franchise, I guess you could call it here. You know, we get so much of Denzel in this movie, and so much of black and white that we get in here, pretty much all black and white, and there's no vibrant color, right? So let's be honest here. It focuses a lot on the actors' emotional expressions, the facial expressions, the way they just cry on screen, the way from the tyranny of just the hearing the famous play. And it's so breathtaking to see Denzel Washington come in here and just take this role. And it seems like he was on point 100%. I mean, he was just beautiful, stunning, enormous just presence on screen, man. He really shaped this movie so much more. He kept me entertained 100%. Every time he was on screen, I just felt chills watching him act in those sequences there. And I just, I loved it. So, I mean,
I gotta agree. Hearing that Denzel is gonna be in this movie, I mean, Denzel is classic. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a movie that I don't enjoy him. He does always a fantastic performance. So I was really curious to see how he was going to be in this film.
Mm-hmm.
And my gosh, he carried this film beautifully. Like, he did a very good job.
The boy,
he still can act, man. He is great. He's phenomenal. I got to say, I agree with you. He has... This is an Oscar-worthy performance, and I can't wait to see him be nominated. I want him to be nominated. I want him to win. He did a great job in this.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a tough award season because I know I've been talking a lot about Tick, Tick, Boom with Andrew Garfield. Hopefully, he gets nominated. Now, it's going to be tough because it's like, dude, this is a very artistic film, and it's very breathtaking in a sense to where the Oscars, and it's Oscar buzz and all that, and by A24, nonetheless, and Apple TV, of course. And here's – it's the way this is shot – it's so beautifully done. The cinematography is beautiful, like you already said it as well. It's stunning. It's breathtaking. It dazes you in this movie. This film really sucks you in, and it just sucks you into this world. And granted, though, again, I'm not used to that proper English, right? I really am not. I'm not used to it. But give it, like, I would say for moviegoers that are just average moviegoers, I would give it a chance, like, give it 15 minutes in and really, because it took only 10 minutes to get used to it, right? And it's like, oh, crap, there's a lot of dialogues going in because this film's all about action dialogue. There's some action, and the action sequence in here is really good, too. I really enjoyed those action sequences that we got in here. They're very minimum, but it is really good, guys. It's shot well, man. a lot of this is shot so well, and this there's this scene where the three witches are on top, and we've seen it in the trailers and in photos, and that shot where it's up and Macbeth is looking up into the screen, it's so beautiful, man. I love that scene. That scene was just so great. It just, once again, there's no visual effects, there's no color, so it really focuses a lot on Denzel's, on his character a lot. It focuses on him.
His acting, like a lot of these actors, not just Denzel, but all these actors have to rely on just pure acting. Yeah. And because it is spoken in proper English, and not everyone like myself, I'm not into the proper English. I'm more of a, like, I have to read it. Whereas when I hear it, that's why I wish I had subtitles. When I hear it, it loses its effect. So you could still get a sense of what's going on in the scene because of the emotions the actors are portraying.
Yeah.
Like Frances McDormand, she's great.
Dude, she did a really good performance too. Right. I wouldn't be surprised she gets nominated for a supporting role.
And so a lot of these actors and actresses have to rely on that emotion, just the way they do the subtle nuances of their face. And I think everyone did a very spectacular job. Yeah. I mean, Denzel, homeboy, you were great. It was great,
and also the sounds were great. The bass of the music and everything, and just the whole, once you heard someone talking, just it's really bassy, and I love that because it goes to a dialogue to where you can really feel that the presence of just, it just sounds so mythological. It sounds breathtaking. It sounds like it's really sucking you into this world and putting you into that mythology, and I love that so much. I really do. Was this a film that we deserved? Hell yes, this was a film that we deserved.
Right? I always say yeah. I mean, it was really interesting to see this rendition of Macbeth. I know it's been done before.
Yeah.
I haven't personally seen the previous movies. Like, I love Michael Fassbender. I kind of want to see that movie, kind of just to see how it compares. But I really enjoyed watching how this film played out. Especially the runtime, which, as you say, was shorter than some of the other adaptations of it.
And yeah, this was an hour and 45 minutes.
So it wasn't too bad. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to extend anything or taken away. So I think that was a good runtime.
You don't feel like you're shortchanged or anything like that because of the other movies, the other runtimes. You really don't. It carries that same essence. It carries that same charisma. And the chemistry between Francis and Denzel is just so good, man. That was the thing I was worried about. I was all like, oh, crap, Francis playing Lady Macbeth. Hopefully that chemistry's there, but no, it's there, guys. I loved it so. And it's real great. They're on present screens, really good, guys. So I would say, you know, extraordinary artistic film, and give it a chance, guys. And anyone that average moviegoers, give it a chance. You know, it's gonna be available on Apple TV coming out this Friday, guys. So really give this movie a chance. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, Angela. What do you need to give this rating?
So I am gotta admit, I am not a big Shakespeare fan. So that proper English goes over my head most of the time. I really understood because I've had to read and analyze Macbeth in high school. So I understood the gist of the story. So I understood what's going on. But I personally don't like that old proper English time periods. Like, I'm not into that time era. I'm sorry. The only thing for me that I really enjoyed was the performance of the actors and actresses. Like, if it wasn't for them, if it was anybody else who did not as good, this would have been a total bomb for me. But because Denzel and Frances McDormand and all the other cast carried this film, I would say for me it's a solid 7.5. Because I think their performances were phenomenal. It's just me, though. Again, it's the proper English. I wish I could read it as I was watching it. That would have helped me better, but that's just me. Like, that's just how I process things. I have to read it if it's something I can't understand.
Yeah.
And it's the proper English.
You know, this movie has really, it's shocking in the sense to where the sounds are just, they're very extraordinary and they're very extravagant. And just, they're very troubling and addicting because you get, once again, once the sound starts, the film really takes shape into the voicing, not necessarily voice acting, but it really sets the tone for the whole movie, and I love that. You know, the witch, especially the witches that are in this movie, it's very revealing. It's very mythical, And I just love it so, and just it's very big and loud, and it's just loudness, and I love that because it sucks you into the movie, and it makes the movie feel more authentic. It makes them, even watching it at home, because we saw us at home, it makes the movie feel way more authentic than what it should be. It almost like a theater style, right? And I felt like that. We're at, of course, not the theater level, right? But it's real close to it, and I love that because certainly a lot of movies add too much bass, but this one added the right bass at the right time. The music choice was just beautiful done. Music was by Carter Burwell. And do you recommend this movie, Angela?
I would say it's not everyone's cup of tea, but it definitely. If you're a fan of Denzel, if you're a fan of Frances McDormand, there's a lot of other recognizable faces in here. I would say give it a chance because, you know, it is something that's a little bit different, but it could surprise you. I mean, it surprised me how well these actors and actresses carry the performance and how well they did. They just show that they can truly perform, and that was very thrilling for me. So I would say,
yeah, it relies a lot on them to
just pure talent.
Yeah, definitely. Animal City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys, so give this movie a chance. If any moviegoers out there, it will be available on Apple TV for Apple TV subscribers out there, and it's just like, once again, give it a chance, guys. We know it's not everyone's cup of tea here, and it's funny too because you didn't like The Lighthouse as much as I thought you would, so this is kind of, I mean, obviously totally different movie, but made by the same studio, by A24, so this is another black and white film. I would say you enjoyed this a little bit more.
I did. Not to knock Robert Pattinson or William Dafoe because they're both great, but I liked this better. I feel totally like different, a lot of the hidden tones and themes of Lighthouse just went over my head, and I just couldn't understand it. And that's just a me thing. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. Just a me thing. Yeah. So, but I enjoyed this more. Definitely.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Thank you so much for watching our review, guys. Give it a thumbs up if you like a review. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. You call me Ryan680.
I'm Angela at that Callie D'Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Once again, hit that subscribe button. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sticking with us. Whether you listen to us on a podcast platform, be sure to follow us on every pod, wherever you listen to podcasts, guys. Whether you're working out or just going out to the mall or just driving around, thank you for listening to us. Have a wonderful day, guys. Peace. Stay safe, San Antonio. Get up now. Wake up.